Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing, huh? Are you still oppressed? Are you still being beaten down by your tyrannical state government? Are you still whining and crying? On one hand, are you still whining and crying, and then on another post telling people to suck it up and everything doesn't revolve around them, huh? And they need to toughen up and find different ways to make money, huh? Is that you? Well, we can talk about that shortly, but welcome back to the podcast, everybody. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of y'all for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So, tell a friend, coworker, enemy. You're inside. You know? You're inside. Why don't you send this podcast up to Michigan, all right, where people are being enslaved in their homes. And as they're, you know, picking cotton inside and tilling the fields, they can play this on their home theater systems, on their surround sound systems, whatever the fuck they got, they can play it on this. I can act like their vocal overseer. Okay? That's right, Karen. You hold that yoga pose just a little bit longer, okay? Okay? Johnny American, you keep working in your wood shop, building American flag stuff to go on the wall. I don't know what you're doing. You're up there building American Eagles out of wood, which is fine. It's just kind of fun to make fun of you guys right now. You know, it's only fair. Y'all talk shit. Why can't people talk shit about y'all, right? Why can't you just take a joke, huh? Why can't you just take a joke, right? You're telling gay people and trans people you can't take a joke. Why can't you take a joke, sir and ma'am? Why can't you? It's so weird. It's so weird when the shoe was on the other foot. It's so funny how people act. But I'm being a cunt, and I know why. I'm upstairs doing my podcast, and we have Miles' old rocking chair, you know, because when you're a first-time parent, you think you need a fucking rocking chair, and you might use it three times, and you spend time researching rocking chairs, and you go, this is a good rocking chair. Then you end up not even using that fucking rocking chair. This is the rocking chair that I'm sitting in. I'm getting so ahead of myself. Share the podcast, tell somebody about it, and I plan on this being the last week of audio only. I thought about doing it today, but I was like, you know what, let me spend the weekend so I can figure it out, and I don't want to spend time today trying to figure it out and get it up today. I also have like four Zooms I have to do this afternoon, so I'll work on it this weekend and not put too much pressure on myself to get it all done in one day, you know, man. So as I usually do, I'll start off with my milestone. For those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that he's going through, what he's doing, and sometimes it's big, sometimes it's not, and it's nothing big. Today is his last day of school. You know, I'm using some air quotes here. And we, after today, we'll have a third grader. He's super excited, but he also thinks he's not old enough to go to third grade because everybody else is 8 and he's only 7. So it's weird, man. I felt like I was so much older in third grade. I don't know. And with kids, they change a lot over just a few months. So maybe he'll seem a lot older when the school year begins, which we don't even know if they'll be going to school at the beginning of the year. We'll see. But, unfortunately, man, the second half of the school year was a wash, man. And I feel bad for him and the teachers and stuff. You can tell they're really, you know, miss the kids and everything. And everybody's being sick of being cooped up. That's the thing. I was talking shit. Everybody's sick of it, man. Everybody's sick of it. But, yeah, our boy is done with second grade. He did well. We're proud of him, and hopefully third grade will continue this trend of doing well and, you know, and having great teachers. And it's his quote unquote summer vacation. So as soon as this travel ban, these phases are, you know, I don't know what the fuck they're doing, to be honest. Whenever they say we can start traveling and without masks and all this type of shit, he'll go up to my parents' house in Rochester, New York, and spend the rest of the summer. And then he'll come back and start going to school. So congratulations to my boy Miles. He's done with second grade. Unfortunately, he couldn't spend it with his friends in Yes, it just sucks, man. If you graduated from college or high school, it's a shitty thing. But we got to put it all into perspective, man. It's just like, yeah, it sucks, but you also had people's lives ruined when they graduated from high school and they got drafted to fucking Vietnam or to go to World War II. Did they call it World War II? During World War II? I think that was a dumb question. I think they did call it World War II. I don't know. I'm being honest. I have no idea. They go, oh, my God, this is World War II. I don't know. I should just look it up instead of asking dumb questions. I don't know. Maybe they did call it World War II. They probably just called it the war, and then afterwards it was just World War II. Because when all this stuff, yeah, we didn't call it the war in Afghanistan. It was just the war. I think every war during the time was just called the war. And then once it's over, it gets a name. So it's a dumb question. I don't know. But, man, speaking of wars, there is a culture war going on in America, man. People are pissed off. You got people working out outside of gyms. Here's the thing, man. This is the part that kills me. It's just like the people that are screaming to open everything up are the same people that want to yell at store owners when they go, hey, man, you got to wear a mask in here. I mean, so do you really care about these business owners or what? You know, I see all these memes with like Walmart, Amazon, the government, and it's like they got their foot on the neck of the, you know, small business owners. But it's like all we do is go in there and yell at those people. Talk about how their shit's overpriced. Fuck you. The customer's always right. It's like, is that what we really want to get back to? Hurry up and open small business so I can tell them I'm right. That's the thing, man. When do we get caught up in the gotcha culture? I've been thinking about that. When do we get into the gotcha culture? When do we get into it? It's how we operate now. It's pretty sad. Like, the CDC just came out and was like, hey, this virus really isn't spreading on surfaces and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, like we thought. And people are like, look at them. They're dumb. They're making mistakes. They fucked up. And the thing is, man, scientists don't have that ego. And I'm not saying I know every single scientist, but in general, scientists don't have that ego when it comes to being proven wrong or admitting that they're wrong. That's part of the process, to go, hey, we think this is what's going on. They do experiments, they try stuff, they get together, they do testing, and they go, hey, you know what, we were wrong. That's how you find out how things work and what makes it tick and how you can eliminate it or help it grow or kill it or whatever it is. It's trial and error. It's just everybody else operates in this thing of like, I made this statement, I'm right, and I don't care what else comes out after that, I'm sticking to my fucking guns, and I'm not going to admit when I'm wrong or that we made a mistake. It's fucking dumb, and it's very, very dangerous, man. So it's just funny to me when I see people sharing that, like, look at these idiots, they don't know what they're doing. They're doing science. It's called experiments. Do you think they got the first aspirin right the very first time? You think they got the first heart surgery? It's why you didn't go get LASIK surgery when the shit first came out, because you know it's going to get better. So I just don't understand. It's just people just have to be right all the time. Yeah, it will be cool to be right all the time, but you're fucking not right all the time. You're not right all the time. And like, This gotcha culture, it's gotten so bad. That's all. And people are so defensive. So defensive, man. But honestly, I really think, and I'm not blaming Trump, but it really ramped up during his time of since he's been running. He says so many crazy things, and just like, I don't know if you heard the other day the whole like, I tested positively, but that means negative, which means I tested perfectly, and negative is a good thing. And it's just like, that's like some Michael Scott The Office type shit. And I think people have to, like, people who really like him have to defend him so much that it's made him so defensive, and people go after him so much so that whenever they see somebody else on the other side making the slightest mistake, it's like, oh, got him. You're just as stupid. See, you're dumb. And it's almost like we're back in elementary school again, man. A common sense, as people say, is not common, but seem to forget that shit when it comes to like reopening. We need to reopen, man. People are smart. They'll take care of themselves. Any other time, those same people again will go, hey, common sense ain't common. You can't fix stupid. Too many people are dumb. Everybody's dumb. But all of a sudden, when you want to do what you want to do, all of a sudden, everybody is super responsible and everybody fucking went to MIT. Everybody has common sense. They don't. You see these videos, and I know it's not everybody, but you see these people getting mad. Hey, you can't sit over there. And they'll get up and cough on somebody, coughing on food and shit. It's like, what the fuck is your problem? What the fuck is your problem? What is your problem? Any other time, man, you're telling people, hey, if you don't like the rules, make your own thing. Don't complain. If you don't feel like there's a space for you, create your own space. You know, why do you got to fight the rules? It's a private business. People can do what they want. If you don't like it, leave. And then they tell you, hey, you got to wear a mask in here. Fuck that. This whole thing of like this certain group of people where they feel like their rights and trump everything, like how they feel comes first. And again, the same people who are always talking about stop being emotional, leave your emotions out of it. It's all your emotions. You feel like you're more important than you are. You feel like your fucking rights and your freedoms come before everything else. Now, I'm not saying I know everything about this fucking virus. I would like to see shit move forward too. I'm sick of sitting in the house. I get it, man. People got to get back to work. People got to make money. People just want to do shit. Nobody wants to be fucking cooped up in the house. But guess what? There's a way to do it. Just like how Cap said, you told Cap, there's a way to protest. There's a way to do it, people. Remember that. There's a right way. There's a right way to do it. This is fucking ridiculous, man. It is insane, the amount of crying going on. I really need to take a social media break. I need to find other things to do, man. So I just downloaded GTA 5, so I'm going to start doing that. You know, start playing some games. I've been doing some other things, but I'm going to save that for the next podcast because I'm a week behind. So this is for last week, and I'll do another one. I have to do two today. So I'll have two pods that come out this week, back to back, actually. I'm going to record this one, and I'll do another one. That's the plan. But, I told you, I know why I'm kind of in a cunty mood. It's just the rocking chair. I need to go back to the rocking chair. It's not comfortable. It's almost like sitting in an airplane seat. I feel like I'm on a long flight right now. And I'm waiting for somebody that I don't want to sit next to sit next to me and then try to talk to me. Sorry, I had to get some water, man. I really just woke up. Miles woke up at like 6 o'clock this morning. Luckily, I went to bed kind of early, so I'm not too bad off. That's why I'm kind of in a shitty mood right now, because I really feel like I'm on a plane headed somewhere to do comedy, which I would kill to do right now, man. I miss it so much. But So I guess it seems like a lot of the national outrage about the Ahmaud Arbery case has died down. And I was meaning to bring this up last week. So, of course, as usual, you know, first of all, I felt like everybody got played. And excuse me, I feel like it was kind of a smart move. And that's, I hate to use that type of language when it comes to that word, when it comes to this, a situation like this. But I really felt like it was a smart move by their legal team. You come out with a video because they know, based on just the history of all these kind of things, people see a video of a police shooting or some type of incident, and immediately everybody rushes to their side to defend either someone who was quote unquote defending themselves or the person who was killed, you know. So they knew that was going to happen. So they come out with this video. You know, they never really even, when you think about it, they never even, like, fought the narrative like he was just jogging. He was just jogging. It's like, yeah, let people, you know, no pun intended, let people run with that. Let them run with that. You know, he was just jogging. He was just jogging. And that's going to make people super irate. And then a week later, boom, they have a video of him going into this building structure or a house that's under construction, and now all of a sudden it's like, gotcha, he wasn't running, you know. So like the whole running narrative doesn't exist, and now you've created all this doubt. And I think for those guys' legal team, that's like almost enough to maybe go, hey, everyone's forming an opinion, these guys won't get a fair trial. I think the right thing to do is to call a mistrial or somehow, you know, I don't know what you, I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea. But all I'm saying is let people get set in their ways. Let the nation form an opinion. We'll come out with more information. It will create doubt. Now that doubt could possibly help get these guys off. Right. Right. That's how I look at it. Not a bad move. But this doesn't change how I feel about the situation. No one needed to die. You didn't need to track somebody down for going in there. And they've come out with more surveillance videos or security video. You got people going in there left and right. You got people going in there at nighttime. At nighttime, people are going in there. But, you know, hey, this honestly really only speaks to what black dudes and people of color go through even more to me, because this speaks to the thing of like, hey, we can't even really afford to be curious. We have to be very aware of who we are and what we look like and what we're doing, because anything that we do that could be taken as out of the norm is seen as suspicious. It's not right. That's why other people, hey, man, we should go over here and do this. Like, nah, man, that might not look right. That's something that a lot of white people don't even think about. I don't have the right or the privilege to just go around and exploring things and going into different neighborhoods to look at houses and all that kind of stuff, because my presence can be seen as suspicious. You know, just going to another neighborhood, walking around, or maybe just driving around just to go, oh, man, look at these nice houses. I wish, you know, we could afford to live in an area like this. Or like, hey, let's just go for a walk or run in another neighborhood. If people don't recognize you and you're a large black dude or a brown person, people get suspicious. What are they doing here? Now, all of a sudden, anything that has gone wrong in that neighborhood, you become a possible suspect for that. And that's what he fell victim to. You know, you see white people going in there, a white guy going in there. Oh, he might work there. Oh, they might be getting this house built. Oh, they're just taking a quick look. You know, people are curious. People are curious. To me, it speaks more to our situation, to how that whole thing of like, oh, let me just go around here and take we can't do it. I don't do it. I've done dumb shit like that in my younger days, but being of my age now, and when I got into my 30s, I became way less adventurous because I go, you know what? This could get ugly, and I know, one, it's not likely, but it's possible, and I know if something did happen, no one's going to take my side, especially if no one else saw it. If it's not on camera, it's my word against someone else's, and all some white guy really has to do is say, he scared me, or I didn't know who they were, and I felt threatened, and I feared for my life, and I'm dead, or arrested, or whatever it is, and I have no real, I have no course of action. I can't defend myself, so it's just best to not even, you know, put yourself in those situations. And what's funny about me saying all this kind of stuff is, like, there's some conservative people that will go, hey, you know, you just shouldn't go on people's property, and there's other people who are just roll their eyes, go, oh yeah, right. But deep down, they know it's true. They know it's true, and I think that's what really bothers them is when you call them out on it. They want to say, like, oh, I wouldn't do that, or come on, that's not fair to say. But they know, because if that was a white guy in that building and he was chased out even by two other white dudes or two black guys, you would go, man, that's not a reason to chase somebody down. They're just looking. I do it all the time. People do it all the time. People are curious. You can't be curious anymore. But the moment that person that doesn't look like them, it's the complete opposite. Why is he wearing boots? Why are you going in there? That's not your property. You don't need, hey, you shouldn't be, don't be curious. It's just like with this fucking virus, man. Same thing with the virus. If there was a Democrat in office, every Republican I know would be wearing masks. And if you didn't, you wouldn't be a fucking patriot. And if you didn't, you were trying to push some liberal agenda to kill everybody in America. And only true patriots wear masks. You only care about yourself, all because of the letter next to the person that is in office. Think about that shit. Think about how fucking stupid that is. And again, I'm not saying that people are wrong for wanting to be out without masks. I'm not saying people are wrong for wanting to reopen the economy and get people back to work. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying a lot of the shit is just purely based on politics, and you just want to be right. You want to blame the other people, and it's getting us nowhere. But there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Oh, and actually, you know what? I'll do that on the next episode. So, yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Peace.